on specifically Fridays, 5 to 7,
we start going on the air at 6.
See you later.
Yo, why are you DJing that? How did you do that?
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and get clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Do you believe that we do? I know we do. Listen, this is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International Church, your perpetual optimist. And you're right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org, online, anytime. Well, beloved, I'm back. Did you tune in last week? Did you miss me? Well, I missed you. I certainly missed my audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. But, beloved, our dear brother decided it was time I learned how to fly on my own. And I must confess, it was an unsettling proposition. But he was right. Oh, my Lord, thanks to his dedicated service, this Sunday morning gospel broadcast has aired every week ever since 2019. Hallelujah. And I would be remiss if I did not send a shout out of love and thankfulness to Brother Randall and his wife, Sister Bernadette. They have been tremendous in their willingness to serve this broadcast and serve this servant of God. I'm so grateful to them. Love them so much. Sending them much love. If you're on, thank you. Thank you from the fullness of my heart. You have definitely earned a much needed rest. Beloved, now it's time to face the facts that a show that aired successfully due to a team of three is now down to a team of one. But as I always say, I am not alone. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have a hold on me. And we're here today, as always, to bring you the music and the message from the Lord to feed the heart, the mind, and the soul. So wherever you are, don't go too far. We're going to do what we do, and it's because of the Lord, our Heavenly Father, and his great love for you and for me, too. Our opening music pick is by an artist named Terry Ann, and was titled, Honestly, I Think We Just Need Jesus. I have to concur, beloved. America, hear me. We need a come to Jesus moving from shining sea to shining sea. But before I bring more thought-provoking, soul-stirring music your way, I just want to express my real condolences for the families of the victims of the shooting at the Trump rally, for those who were there and witnessed it, for those who had the trauma of that tragic event. As a point of contact, I also want to extend condolences to anybody listening out there. We certainly know that there is violence in the land. There is unexpected death. There is unnecessary deaths, premature deaths, due to all manner of things in the world today. And there are people whose hearts are hurting and grieving and in sadness. And so I just pray and hope that what we do helps lift you, and that you know that people are praying. God has people praying all the time, and there's people praying for those who are in grief and sorrow and sadness. We are glad that the loss of life was minimal at that Trump rally, and we are certainly glad that it did not result in the death of Mr. Trump. We are praying for him and for his family, praying for all of our elected and political leaders appointed, and we just have to, we need a come to Jesus moment. You know, among the many promises from God we can read in the Bible is this: I will never leave you or forsake you. And I pray that those who are going through can latch hold to that promise of God. I don't care how gray the day, how dark the clouds may be, how low they may hang, the sun is still there. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. Amen. And the sun promises, I will never leave you or forsake you. I know walking through this life in the chaos and the confusion, holding on to God's promises and his unchanging hand, I've seen how he can take a mess and turn it into a miracle. So we're praying, beloved, for our nation. We're praying for all of you, asking you also, hallelujah, to just know, hallelujah, that prayer does change things. Prayer does change people. We are here with the music that gives that message. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got 8 songs, beloved, back to back. No Stressing by Damon Little and Angie Stone. Stand by Donnie McKirkin. Trouble Don't Last Always, Sister Crystal Aiken. New Day by Jekyll and Carr. All Yours. All Yours by Kiara Sheard. Hide Me by Mr. Dante Bowe. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. But up next, Mr. Damon Little and Miss Angie Stone. No Stressing.
Hey, Dame. We about to do this. Come on, let's go.
Dame a little. Dame Stone, y'all.
With so much going on in the world today, can't keep on stressing your life away. So get up from that place that you're in. Enjoy life, cause you never know.
Feeling fine till my brother called me on FaceTime. Complaining about this, talking about that. I said, wait a minute, don't you talk like that.
Oh, it's been so good to you and me.
So clear those thoughts
and let it be.
So next time the hoop come back around,
sing this song with me.
Hey, not hey, everything's gonna be okay.
Said it won't be long till God cracked the sky.
Ooh,
we got the love for giving. Treat everybody right.
Treat everybody.
I found out life's the only way to live. Nobody needs stressing in their life.
Stress me out today.
To God, break the sky.
just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? When you've given your all, yeah, seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand once the Lord sees you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just and be sure, be not entangled in that bondage again. You just stand and be true. God has a purpose. Yes, God has a plan. Tell me,
what will you do
when you've done all you can and it seems like you can't make it through? Child, you just stand. You just stand. Stand. Don't you
rocking, let's rock with him. Hey, everybody say, trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last.
Hey.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last. Why? Because
all things work together for your good.
It won't last.
It won't last.
Hey.
Trouble don't last.
Hey.
Trouble don't last.
I know it may be
hard to hope for tomorrow when you got so much going on today. But you gotta hold on. It's a test of your faith. Oh, but here's the good news. He's working it out for you. We've been laying off for a night, but joy. Trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last.
Why? Cause all things work together.
All things work together for
hey.
Your good.
It won't last.
It won't last.
Hey.
Trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last.
Come on. Say ooh.
Ooh.
Hey. I know it may be hard to hope for tomorrow when you got so much going on today.
But you gotta hold on.
It's a test of your faith. Oh, but he is the good news. He's working it out for you. Weeping may endure for the night.
Just for one night.
Joy is coming in the morning time.
Trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last.
Why? Because all things work together.
All things work together.
Hey.
Together.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Oh, not only there, but all around the towns. Yes, we're in 90.7 FM in many, many counties and online at WGXC.org all the time. So, beloved, don't you go nowhere. You can always find the music for the heart and the mind and the soul right here on WGXC with me. There's a bright side somewhere. Right here with Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. Yes, beloved, we are listening, listener-supported radio for listening ears, and we hope that you will join us in as being a partner, or a sponsor, an underwriter. You want to find out more information, go to WGXC.org and even /to donate. All right? Yes, beloved, we got the music. Yes, we do. With the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. You're listening to Miss Kiara Shared and her project, All Yours. I want to be all yours. Is that your plea and your prayer to God? No better hands to be in.
My future or my family, Satan's a robber who wants everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking on the brighter side. I can't believe you're still alive. You hide me. I think it's gonna be alright. My enemies won't survive. Under your shadow.
Yes, beloved, hide me, under your shadow, under your wing. Hide me, oh, my beloved. You know, we have so many ways to call on God and so many ways God shows up for us. And sometimes he just hides us. Amen. The evil can't track us or touch us. Praise be to God. Sometimes we got to wrestle and sometimes we got to fight. Sometimes we got to know to flee. Sometimes we got to know to turn and walk away. Sometimes we just need God to hide us under his shadow. Am I right about it? Listen, beloved, I got a few thoughts I want to share today. And, you know, I came in about 8 in the evening last night, and I was on a conference call. And someone on the call, I asked, you know, how you doing? And they said, well, you know, I'm watching this stuff that's happening with Trump. And I was like, well, what's happening with Trump, right? And so I tuned in, and like so many of you probably did, some of you may not have. As a pastor, as a prophet, as a preacher, as a teacher, I try to connect the messages that I receive from the Lord as I look at the world and the things that are going on to our radio broadcast. So I call it the spiritual social commentary, all right? And so what's going on socially, I have to make comment on it. But it is not just me. I seek God and I say, Lord, what would you have me to say, right? What would you have me to say? And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are pleasing and acceptable to God because I'm listening for his voice. So again, you know, I do want to extend my condolences to the families and the victims of the shooting at the Trump rally. Even more close to home during the past week, there was a shooting in Albany, and a 21-year-old young man sitting at a pizza parlor with his daughter, with his child or a child and a woman companion. I don't have all the details about their relationship, but his life was snuffed out in the fleeing from the scene. There was a car accident. Other people were injured. There's just a lot going on in the land. There are people that are going through things that don't make the headlines. We don't hear about them. But God sees and God knows. And, you know, so yesterday I tuned in to find out what was going on now. And I listened to the interview of a man who had been attending the rally. And he said, something is wrong in America. We're looking like a third world country. And I was like, oh, really? Now we're looking like a third world country? The mass murders of 169 of our children while they were simply attending school, 413 school shootings since the shooting at Columbine High School a quarter of a century ago, mass murders of our citizens at malls and movie theaters and religious services, 269 mass shootings in America this year alone. I would have liked the interviewer to ask this man, beloved, why an attempted coup on the day of peaceful transition of power in which law enforcement officers lost their lives was not an indication that something was wrong in America and that we were looking like a third world country, or why elected officials were being chased through the corridors of the nation's capital, running to hide and scared to death while mobs yelled their names and chased them with nooses and lethal weapons, or why a major party candidate convicted of 34 felony counts plus a SA of several women and every single person of their inner circle either indicted, found guilty or pled guilty to crimes, and I could go on, and now only does America look to you like a third world country. Believe it or not, beloved, and I understand why it's hard to believe that there is a bright side. Yes, beloved, there's a bright side. Even with all the hatred and harm and wickedness and devastation, cruelty, and chaos, and confusion, there is a bright side. You see, God would not have us be unaware. By His Holy Spirit, over the course of 15 centuries, He downloaded to the minds and hearts of 35 people traditionally held as the authors of the 66 canonized books of the Bible, knowledge and wisdom, history and prophecy, prose and poetry, prayers and songs, to help those who would believe and receive its messages to overcome the wiles of the wicked ones and those who practice iniquity. And even when people failed to properly interpret and understand His word, He continued to send help, prophets, preachers, and teachers, apostles, and evangelists to build up the faith of any and every believer and to equip all for the work of ministry, the work of serving God out of love for God and one another from a place of love. And after 42 generations, He came and manifested the word, walked it out, lived it out in human form and flesh, as we call Him, Jesus the Christ. Because God is love. Because God is love. In 1 John 4:16, it says, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. It is because of His great love for us that we are not totally and completely consumed by the evil that is being perpetrated under the command of the prince of the air and the little g god of this world, who is a liar, the father of lies, in whom there is no truth, and whose only agenda is to kill, steal, and destroy. But the agenda of Jesus Christ, says that I have come that you can have life and have it more abundantly. In the book of Lamentations, in chapter 3, in verse 22 and 23, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. Yes, beloved. So we can get up in a new day and see a new day's dawning, and we can continue to run this race, and we can continue in hope and peace and joy and love, even in the midst of a world that has gone so wicked and where there is so much hatred. And hallelujah, hold our hearts and our heads up high, because we know the love of God, and that God is love, and that God's love is our answer. The murderous, lying, and thieving strongholds that we are witnessing at work, the lawlessness in our land, is evidence that there are devils on the loose, and that individually, collectively, corporately, nationally, we need a true come to Jesus move from sea to shining sea. As Miss Terry Ann said, honestly, I think we just need Jesus. You see, beloved, the bright side is visible whenever the light of Christ pierces the darkness, showing that there is light in the dark tunnel. That true light, Jesus declares, is his. In John 8:12, he says, I am the light of the world. In Colossians 2:15, the Apostle Paul explained what God had revealed to him, that Jesus stripped the principalities and the powers and authorities, and he made a show of them openly, having triumphed over them. Beloved, that is to say that Jesus got for us the victory. He overcame the works of the devil. And by our personal decision to believe him and receive him into our lives, we are given the status of sons and daughters with God. Amen. A family relationship. And with God as our Father, and the angels of God, and the companies of heaven, and the Holy Spirit of God, and the name of the Son of God, and the shed blood of the Son of God, and the principles and teachings of the Son of God, we too can overcome the wicked and the wicked ones. We can overcome the wickedness in our own hearts, in our own thoughts, with the help of God in Jesus the Christ. Jesus forewarned us that in this world we will have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world, in John 16:33. He was very forthright in describing even the days in which we are living right now. Some of his teachings shared in such a way that understanding is not readily or easily seen, but requires the help of his Holy Spirit, a teacher for us of the things of God. There is a bright side, even in these evil last days, because we who have read the book and spend time with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit can reach the place of peace in the midst of the storm. There is a bright side, because Jesus does not want us to be ignorant of the devil's devices. We understand that the adversary doesn't get tired of working. He's always working, but so is our God. The Bible says he does not slumber nor sleep. There is a bright side, because no weapon the devil forms against you shall prosper. They just won't work. Yes, there is a great deal of lawlessness in the land, but Jesus told us in 1 John 3:4-10, everyone who makes the practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him, Jesus, there is no sin. No one who abides in him, 1 John 3 tells us, keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has even seen him or known him. And then it ends in that pericope, little children, let no one deceive you. Let no one deceive you. God is not mocked, and neither is he slow concerning his promises. There is a bright side, because the little G-God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, can't do all he wants to do, because the Spirit of the Lord, the people of the Lord, the word of the Lord is still here with power in the earth and over all the power of the enemy. But beloved, and there is a but, as much as we want to see and live on the bright side, God, who can do all things, will not do all he wants to do for us individually, collectively, or nationally until we invite him, until we turn to him, until we turn from our wicked ways. In the Old Testament text of 2 Chronicles, verse 7 and 14, the word of the Lord says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face and pray, then will I hear their prayers in heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Beloved, what we are seeing and living through, you'd better know there is a purpose to it all. Let us know that God is ultimately in control, and that everything that we see and live and do, it comes back down to our need for him. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with my spiritual social commentary for today. I pray that the Lord will bless you, keep you, and let his face shine upon you, give you his peace as you walk day by day with him. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. God, we need a reminder. Some of these things that we're living through, some of these things that are playing out in the world stage, some of these things that we have made it through, they're just reminders, hallelujah, that we need him. Reminder. Lord, send us a reminder. That's coming up next. And that project is by Mr. Brother Zaccardi.
Make some noise all over the house if you believe the Lord's going to do it.
Yes, Lord. We have come to you this day, stressing all we have to face. Fear has tried to cloud our thoughts. Recall to us, Lord, who you are. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Oh, send a reminder.
Sing along.
Yes, Lord, play back in my mind. Play back in our minds. Keep reminding us, Lord. Hallelujah. We've been through some things as a nation. We've been through some things as your people. We've been through some things just living in this world. We've been through some things. Give us reminders, God, how you show up every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And beloved, there is a purpose to it all. Mr. J.J. Harrison was reminder, but purpose to it all? Brother Michael Portley and Sons of David.
Again, it was greater than your fall. The trials that you face are factored in his plan. In the end, you will win, 'cause you're in God's hand.
Purpose to it all.
Come on, say it.
Greater than your fall. The trials that you face
are factored
in his plan.
Oh, my.
In the end,
you're in. Trust his plan. Despite misery, so trust his plan. Despite misery, expect victory.
Yes, beloved. Yes, beloved, there is a purpose to it all. There is a purpose to it all. Listen, there is a purpose for the Gospel Fest here in Columbia County at the Columbia County Fairgrounds on Saturday. Coming up this week, can we believe it? July 20th. 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. We invite you to come on down. We invite you, extend the invitation to you. God Belongs in Our County, Tri-County Collaboration, Columbia, Greene, and Albany Counties presents the Gospel Fest 2024. It is the 10th anniversary of God Belongs in Our County, and it has expanded to a tri-county collaboration. We will be shining light on the work of SNUG, which is an organization that responds to gun violence in Albany, works with the young people and the people in the community to turn away from gun violence and violence as a solution, and also meets the needs of families in the moment to help diffuse the situation and shine light and hope. We thank God for the opportunity to partner with SNUG in this collaboration, as well as Kelly's Angels that supports children who have lost a parent to illness. One of the TV anchors' wives passed from cancer some years ago. I think it's Mr. Michael Molinaro. I'm getting people mixed up, but Kelly's Angels is his organization. So a portion of the proceeds will be shared with those two organizations. Information can be found at Gospel Fest 2024 on Eventbrite, or you can call Reverend Suzette Turpin, the co-chairperson, at 518-894-1195, or Overcomer Ministries, who is the umbrella organization for God Belongs in Our County, at 518-653-2008. And someone will get back to you. All right. Gospel Fest 2024 is happening. Choirs, soloists, liturgical dancers, vendors from throughout our communities. If you are a vendor and you want a spot, hit us up. You can go to gbiocnty@gmail.com for your vendor space. And yes, beloved, there's more news for you. Just reach out and find out what's going on. Our featured artist is three-time Grammy Award nominated gospel artist, Stella Award winner, Miss Vicky Winans, coming to us all the way from Atlanta, GA. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Coming together in unity, harmony, and love. It's a good time for the family. It's a good time for the community. And it's our desire to see you there. The original Kinderhook Black Family Reunion is coming up, honoring the ancestors and celebrating the descendants. And that'll be Saturday, August 3rd at the Martin Van Buren National Historic Site. Shout out to Miss Lisa Smith Flood, who is the Black History Archivist for Columbia County, and her team. So, yes, more information at www.afamarchivecc.org, www.afamarchivecc.org, the African American Archive of Columbia County. All right, beloved, listen, my time is up. It's time for me to get up out of here. I want you to know there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, it shall fall. Listen, I got to go. It's been good. How'd I do? My first time flying solo. I want to hear from you. And happy birthday to all you July babies. God bless you and have a great day. Praying for you.